Welcome to a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, or ERS. Today is Wednesday, September 7, 2011. In the following podcast, ERS analyst Alicia Coleman Jensen discusses the findings in the recently released report, Household Food Security in the United States in 2010.
ERS has recently released Household Food Security in the United States in 2010. I'd like to share some of the findings with you. The report describes the food security of U.S. households during calendar year 2010 based on USDA's most recent annual food security survey, which was conducted in December 2010. USDA's food security report provides information on the extent to which difficult economic conditions result in food hardship in U.S. households. I'm going to review food security statistics and trends for all households. Then I will review statistics for the subset of households with children. First, statistics for all households. 85.5% of U.S. households were food secure throughout the year in 2010. Food secure means that they had consistent access to adequate food for active, healthy living for all household members throughout the year. The remaining 14.5% were food insecure. That's about 17.2 million U.S. households. Food insecure households were unable, at some time during the year, to provide adequate food for one or more household members due to a lack of resources. For about two-thirds of food insecure households, inadequate food meant inadequate in quality, variety, or desirability, not in quantity. However, in about a third of food insecure households, inadequate food also meant not enough food. Households classified in the report as having had very low food security, 5.4% of all U.S. households, reported that normal eating patterns of some household members were disrupted one or more times during the year, and their food intake reduced below levels they considered appropriate. Most households with very low food security reported that an adult had been hungry at times but did not eat because there wasn't enough money for food. About 6.4 million households had very low food security. Food insecurity had increased sharply from 2007 to 2008 and remained at that high level in 2009 and 2010. The highest observed since nationally representative food security surveys were initiated in 1995. The percentage of households in the more severe range of food insecurity, described as very low food security, had also increased sharply from 2007 to 2008 and remained there in 2009. While remaining above pre-recession levels, very low food security declined from 5.7% in 2009 to 5.4% in 2010. Very low food security declined in 2010 for some of the most vulnerable groups: households with children, women living alone, and low-income households with annual incomes below 185% of the poverty line. I'm going to turn now to statistics for households with children. In 2010, 20.2% of households with children were food insecure. In about half of these households, only adults were food insecure. Children were food insecure in 9.8% of households with children at times in 2010, down from 10.6% in 2009. Adults often shield children from experiencing the more severe range of food insecurity, but children, along with adults, experienced very low food security in 1% of households with children, about 386,000 households. In this group of households, parents reported that children were hungry. Very low food security among children declined in low-income households from 2.9% to 2.1% in 2010. I'd like to say a word about the data. The U.S. Census Bureau conducts the Food Security Survey for USDA as an annual supplement to the monthly Current Population Survey. The 2010 Food Security Survey covered about 45,000 households and was a representative sample of the U.S. civilian population.
For more information, visit the ERS website at www.ers.gov. www.usda.gov. This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.